The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, October the 30th, 2017. Happy Halloween and hola, Bardophiles, and welcome to the 175th episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what were the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's news stories included: Broadway World ran the announcement by Shakespeare & Company of their Fall Education Festival, which will include Macbeth and Midsummer, coming next month in Massachusetts. Broadway World also ran the announcement by Colorado Shakespeare Festival of their 2018 lineup, including Richard III, Edward III, and Love's Labor's Lost. The Morning Call ran the announcement of Pennsylvania Shakespeare Festival's 2018 lineup, including Twelfth Night, Richard II, and All's Well That Ends Well. The Guardian ran a piece on the announcement by scholar Alexander Waugh that Shakespeare is actually buried in Westminster Abbey because he was really Edward de Vere. The York Press previewed the upcoming production of The Winter's Tale by York Shakespeare Project in England later this week. The Herald Extra ran a piece on the upcoming production of Coriolanus by Grassroots Shakespeare, which just ended its run, well, tonight, in Provo, Utah. And finally, The Daily Review reviewed Merchant of Venice by Bell Shakespeare running at the Sydney Opera House in Australia, giving it 4 of 5 stars and calling it one of Bell's best of the past few years. Broadway World also reviewed the production, running through the end of November, calling it current and captivating. And the Sydney Morning Herald also reviewed it, giving it 3.5 of 5 stars, and saying that the acting performances are uniformly strong. Take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On October the 24th, 1537, Jane Seymour died. No, not the actress, but the third wife of Henry VIII. She married Henry 2 weeks after his previous wife, Anne Boleyn, was executed for treason. Jane died less than 2 weeks after giving birth to a son who would later reign as Edward VI. She was the only wife of Henry who was given a queen's funeral. October the 25th is St. Crispin's Day, the day of feasting in honor of the twin saints of Crispin and Crispian. On this date, in 1415, the forces of Henry V won a decisive battle over the French at Agincourt. This victory of a vastly outnumbered English army over the French is depicted in Henry V. Also on October 25th, this time in 1460, Parliament passed the Act of Accord, which, while leaving Henry VI on the throne of England, named Richard, Duke of York, and his descendants the heirs to the crown, even though Henry's son Edward was 7 years old, and this is seen in the third part of Henry VI. On October 26, 1996, the film adaptation of Twelfth Night, directed by Trevor Nunn and starring Helena Bonham Carter as Olivia, premiered in the United States. On October 27, 1401, Catherine of Valois was born, daughter of Charles VI of France. She would later be married to Henry V as part of the peace treaty between England and France, which also named Henry the heir to the throne of France. She would give birth to Henry VI. After becoming a widow, she married Owen Tudor, to whom she birthed Edmund Tudor, the father of the future Henry VII. On October 28, 1978, NBC broadcast the film Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park, which is what it sounds like. I'm sure it rivals Hamlet. On October 29th, 1618, Sir Walter Raleigh, famed writer and courtier in the time of Elizabeth, was executed by beheading for conspiring against her successor, James I. On October 30th, 1470, the second reign of Henry VI began, after the Earl of Warwick defeated the Yorkists in battle and drove Edward IV into exile. The reign wouldn't last long, less than a half year before Edward IV took the throne again. This is depicted in the third part of Henry VI. And that was Eureka Shakespeare. You've been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending October the 30th, 2017. For our blog and previous TWIZ episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. And we'll catch you next week, but tonight, it's Halloween. Mwah! Shakespeare fans, need a poster to hang in your room? Teachers, need some nifty handouts for your students to peruse as you introduce them to the Bard? Or are you just in the mood for some printable versions of some of the cool infographics found on this website? Well, regardless of how you answered those questions, I've got a scratch for that itch, a solution for that problem. Check out the Bill Shakespeare Project page on the Teachers Pay Teachers website. You can find character maps for Romeo and Juliet and Julius Caesar, previewing the characters and their relationships to one another. I've also got geographical maps so your students can wrap their heads around travels within the plays Troilus and Cressida. Yes, even TNC gets some love. All's Well That Ends Well as well. See what I did there? Plus Pericles and Othello. There's also handouts on the so-called history in Macbeth and Julius Caesar, time in Romeo and Juliet, and violence in Titus Andronicus. Also, you'll find entire packets of handouts for both King Lear and Macbeth, including scene-by-scene timelines and the interactions as well as relationships between the characters. And I'll be adding even more soon. Plus, this is where you can find the printable version of the new and improved periodic table of Shakespeare. Some of these are for free, and some are for purchase, but all can be found on the Bill Shakespeare Project page on teacherspayteachers.com. Oh, and if you want to purchase a pre-printed poster-sized version of that periodic table, well then head on over to the Bill Shakespeare Project page on redbubble.com. Links to both of these sites can be found in the left-hand margin of this website.